Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Hey, it's Loveline. That's right. The phone number, in fact, is 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show with my co-host, D.L. Hughley. Welcome.
Hey, man. I feel good, man.
I'm going to put this thing right in your face. There we go. Now
here. Yeah, I feel good. This is like a free clinic for radio, huh?
This is it. Like, except you're going to be one of the doctors.
Absolutely.
Instead of, just saying. I'm not sure where you've been on the other side of the...
Oh, yeah. I've been to a free clinic, I do.
Oh, really?
Doctor, what does this mean?
That's right. Well, it's not with that kind of good-natured laugh.
No, it ain't that.
Like, holy Jesus.
But it was,
holy Jesus.
You know, I was a kid, 16. Where'd
you grow up?
I grew up in Los Angeles.
Where part?
The only part black people can live in.
No,
is South
come
Central.
On. Yeah. Well, but just actually, most of them. Not all. Right.
It was two, and they was in the Witness Protection Program. And they lived in Torrance. I grew up in South Central.
Did you play sports and stuff in high school?
No, I played football.
That's just
JV.
That's tough, tough.
Stopped going to school in 10th grade. Wasn't working out for me.
And right to comedy.
It was selling weed in between that, but yeah.
A little bit of weed selling.
Yeah, after that. Then
you were just doing some research for material, though,
right,
that way.
Right. I just, see white folk go to Europe and hang out for a year, backpack. We sell weed. That's what we do. We just.
Are you married now?
Or? Oh, yeah. I've been married 20 years.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
You know, you look like you're like 24 years old. How do you get married? You're four.
Well, that's the good. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
I've been fertile for a long time in that. My daughter's in, she goes to Smith University.
Smith College?
Smith College. In
she was at Smith College?
Absolutely.
I went to Amherst College.
Of course.
It was right there.
Yeah, she goes to North Ann. I just saw her Saturday.
In Northampton?
Well, actually, I was in New York. So she came down to New York, and we hung out.
What's she studying?
She's going to be a political science major. I don't even know why.
It's a little bit different than the whole South Central thing.
It really is.
A little different.
And I didn't know school was that expensive. Well, I got three kids, and she's using all the college money because it ain't like my son going to use any of his college money. How much could Trade Tech be? What do you think DeVry will hit me for?
Well, he's just going to... Maybe he can hit the same training system you got into.
No, I don't think so. You don't like that for your kid?
He's
not equipped for that, though. My son is playing the flute. That's the gayest instrument in history. you can't sell weed and play flute.
At least not admit it. Mm-mm. And is the other one a boy or a girl?
I have my oldest is a girl, my middle is a boy, and my youngest is a girl.
And how old's the youngest?
14.
So they're all teenagers,
they're
too.
They're all teenagers, ooh-wee. Right.
How's your oldest daughter, Lex Smith?
She loves it, actually.
It's hard for Southern California to get used to.
But you know what? She digs it right now, but I guess when that winter hits...
Oh, she's a freshman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to get some phone calls.
Yeah, when that winter hits.
I remember being out there just looking out the window going, ah.
And it's all girls.
I got to get outside. Yeah, but the five colleges there, there's lots of other kinds of stuff going on.
Thank God, because... It's a lot of, it's just a liberal art, so it's a lot of gay people, a lot of
liberal is the word.
Though. Oh, man, I'm like, man.
Yeah, Northampton is a, oof.
And some of them women, I was like, what is this, a Russian hockey team? What the hell is this?
Hey, but a great school. Your daughter's lucky to be going there, right? It's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, Weekends at the DL. That's on
Comedy Central. Right. Mm-hmm.
And is it same everywhere or is it different on...
I
can't figure out Comedy Central.
No one can figure out Comedy Central.
Satellite's got one version, Cable's got another.
Satellite only has one feed, actually.
For your show.
For anybody.
But
Satellite...
I think they air your show twice a night, though.
They air it... No, if it's... I don't even know how it runs, but on the cable channel, on cable, we run at 11.
11,
or
Comedy
10
Central.
Central. And then, East and West, we run at 11, but... we're the most TiVo'd show on a Friday and Saturday in the country.
Nice.
So I don't know what that means. But
that's a good thing.
I just mean people are lazy.
No. You have TiVo. Well, first you go out Friday, Saturday. So
right.
You're TiVo all the stuff you want to watch when you get back.
Right. So that's pretty good.
You have TiVo, right?
Yeah, but my son has to work it for me. So I make him put down that flute and come in here. And
you seriously, when you and your son go out, that you must look like brothers. Really?
Yeah. He,
I mean, literally.
Hey, I do the jokes, Doc. You just apply the ointment here.
All right, let's get to some ointment questions. Here you go. Here's Brandy, 23. Brandy.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Brandy, what's up?
Nothing much. My question is, I've been separated from my fiance for about 5 months now and have been abstinent for that entire time. And recently I have been having dreams/nightmares about sex.
Are they like violent dreams or is it, I mean, what do you mean? Nightmare? I mean, not having had sex, then having sexual dreams is like, okay, there you go. That makes sense, right? That's, you just do the math.
Right. Yeah.
Your body starts building up and there you go.
Yeah. But, the one nightmare that I recently had, and it literally, when I woke up, I was in tears. I had sex with a 6-year-old boy and I was completely ashamed and completely guilty and just was crying all morning.
Has anything ever happened to you where you were, abused as a kid or where anything like that happened?
Physically, as a child, in my parents were alcoholics, but they sought recovery. But yeah, physically, I was abused as a child. I was never sexually abused.
Do you think you saw weird sexual stuff or were exposed to something you shouldn't have been exposed to?
Not that I can.
All right, so this was
just, I can think of.
All right, so you had a shameful dream about your sexuality. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what was the breakup about?
Breakup.
With your, you said you're away from your fiance. You broke up. Your what?
No. He and I are currently stationed at two separate duty stations.
Oh.
I'm in Illinois, and he's currently stationed in Germany.
Ooh. And yeah. So you're pulled apart. You're not taking time off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, we're due to get married in December, and he's planning on taking leave and everything else. He's got plane tickets and everything.
Do you feel okay about yourself sexually otherwise? Would you have shame about being sexual?
No, I'm actually looking forward to him coming back so that way we can.
Well, I think you should warn him because you might kill this man. Really? He might be in trouble.
Are you taking any medication?
I am currently prescribed on an antidepressant.
All right. Antidepressant, here is the deal. The antidepressants sometimes will give you very bizarre dreams, out-of-character dreams, just weird-ass, just vivid, weird dreams that are sometimes terribly, terribly disturbing. And, yes, there's probably some sort of psychological basis to it, but the sort of intensity of the dream and the fact that you were crying all day, that's about the medication. Here's Ian for D.L. Hughley.
You're going to have to ease me into this.
Just relax. You just relax. It's going to hurt a bit. Just pretend you're at the clinic. I'm putting on the glove.
Because, you know, except for the 6-year-old, you know, that was the basis of many of my favorite movies. You know, so, dream, that's good.
Shoot, this thing's on. This thing right here. Oh. Okay, Ian, 17.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're good.
Hey, I had a question for D.L. Hughley.
Here he is.
Absolutely.
D.L., I was just reading your bio a while back, mm-hmm. and I saw that you were in the, you grew up in South Central, right? And, like, you were part of the blood, or you were part of a gang, right?
Right.
And I was just wondering, like, your experience with that and how you rose from that and became what you are right now.
I think anybody that tells you that they rose from that out of their own kind of devices and that they were just, I was just lucky and that's pretty
so,
much
so
it.
There's no way to dig into something and go, I got to get out of here.
I think circumstances
bring you out.
You know what? I think that I always knew that there was something I could do, and I always did. I never knew what it was. I never knew. But I always used to feel bad because I always used to be hanging with these cats that I knew couldn't do it, but
I'll tell you, you don't fit the usual profile of somebody like that. And well, not, but I mean, because you can have a relationship for 20 years, mm-hmm. you can send a daughter to Smith, you know what I mean? You already must have had a good family behind you or something.
I think that sometimes you can understand. Like, to me, it was very dark when I grew up. Like, nobody talked about going to college. Nobody talked about what they would do when they grew up. Nobody talked about getting. But once I saw something that was real, like when I saw my wife, I knew I'd marry her right away.
Where was she from?
She was from a little place about 12 miles from where I live, Carson.
Carson.
Yeah.
Another place.
It was like the Green Acres by us. It's like, wow, that's good. But I knew I'd marry, and I knew that I just wanted to be something. I just kind of wanted to be something. I didn't know what it was.
That's very cool. And I was also reading that, I'm not sure if this is a touchy subject, but like it also said that your cousin was shot or something related to that, and that had to do with it. I don't know if that was just rumor.
No, that my cousin was was killed, and we were from different. I was a blood, he was a Crip. And
oh my!
When the funeral happened, I couldn't go to the funeral because my mother and father, and you know, it was just a
because
a
bad they'd thing. All be at risk if you.
Well, if I, you know, we were just we were really close, but I was from a different neighborhood, and we were cousins, and I would come over to his neighborhood and wear my colors, and just, but I knew that he was my cousin, and they knew he was my cousin, so it was cool. But then when he got killed, everybody was, you know, it was just a crazy time, and to not be able to say goodbye to somebody you love, I think that's something I always think about. I don't think that you know, certainly not 3 or 4 days go by where I don't think about that. But
that very event.
Oh yeah.
Did that help propel you out?
I don't know, help or not. I think that to me, I'm shaped more by things that I want to avoid than by things I want to have.
What do you tell your kids?
To not be like me.
Take this flute. play this thing. Get as far away as possible.
I try to be as honest as I can with my kids because I don't want them to look at it. The one thing that I always found disturbing was that life always appeared different than life always seemed differently than it looked on TV. Like the appearance of
your life was different than what you watched
than
on TV.
I watched
all
on
time.
TV, or the life that my parents tried to portray was always different than the life we actually lived. And I never wanted that for.
Where were they from? Your parents?
My father was he was from Georgia, but grew up in Ohio. My mother was from Virginia.
So they just ended up out here.
They just ended
to find work or something.
Yeah, and it was just. That's why I'm not anti-God, but I'm certainly anti-religion because it was a religious kind of, you know, weird kind of thing that we grew up with. And I just
explain that to me.
It was just like the one experience that we would have is like we would all go to church together.
I see.
But life was nothing
real.
I don't get what this is. So I turned to the streets because it seemed real to me. It seemed, and you know, I was never like, I was always the outcast in my family, and it was just always the place I belonged. I always belonged.
How many brothers and sisters you have?
I had 2 sisters and 1 brother. Why did this turn to, wait a minute, I didn't call? What the hell is this?
Well, you said you want to ease into it. I don't want you to be the subject. And they're all okay now? They're out? Or they?
I think they're all broken. My whole family, they're all crazy. They're all crazy. I think that the reason that I do what I do is because I get to be on stage and say what it is I have to say, and I feel like that's cathartic.
Comedy is a cut outlet for it.
Absolutely.
So, Ian, look what you started, dude.
See, look at you, Ian.
And Drew.
You could have called in and said you had a rash or a bad dream, but no, you started
on DL Hugo.
Right, right.
Hey, Drew?
Yes, sir.
I was just commenting, and I read your Cracked book as a 16-year-old, and I just thought that was the best book I've ever read. And
wow, that's very kind. Yeah, I appreciate that.
No problem. Cool. And I still love the show with Adam. You're just the greatest, man.
Well, Ian, that's very kind of you. Well, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
Good luck. All right, now we're going to get something a little more on DL's sort of. How do you like to be called?
That's good.
DL, yeah.
Right there.
All right, Mike is 18.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Mike. We're good.
I got a question concerning a piercing in my penis that I have.
A piercing in your penis, yes. Imagine if it's in your penis and you have it. Piercing my penis that I have. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Well, the special condoms that we're supposed to buy, because, you know, the normal ones would rip.
Yes.
They're still ripping on me.
Wow. What kind of piercing do you have?
It's called a lorum.
What the hell's that? What is it?
It's pretty much, you know what a Jacob's ladder is?
That's a bunch of ampelangs, kind of?
Oh, really? It's just like a pinch of skin on the underside.
A pinch of...
So you have to get special condom because they keep ripping on you?
The condom, the metal rips them.
Oh, well, I've had experience with that, brother. And let me tell you, not with piercings or anything, but you're talking to, you know, just things I go through.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
And...
So we're talking about the Magnum XLs.
You feel me? I don't have any medical advice or anything, but...
Why the piercing?
Well, yeah, what... I don't even like nobody to touch me.
I have a policy. I keep sharp objects away from my penis.
Right.
I generally do.
I got... The one hole I like is give me enough trouble. What would I...
The reason I have it, like, I don't see, you know, tattoos and piercings, like, oh, look what I can do. No, I see it more as, you know, and... an art form. To me, my piercings are art.
Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't the question, though.
Yeah. Crayons don't do it for you, huh?
Here's the deal. What our brain does with why we behave is usually so much BS. Our behavior is what says everything. Our brain tries to make sense of it and make reasons for it. A man has a desire to know and make sense of. But we do certain things because of certain conditions. That's what makes us do stuff. And so what happened to you?
Nothing, really. I mean, I think it looks awesome. To me, it's art.
Ah.
And you're asking for advice on what other kinds of condoms you might be able to use? Is that the question?
Do I need to get a different kind of condom, or just while I'm having sex, do I need to take it out?
I don't see how you can. I understand. I'm not quite visualizing the piercing. How you can cut? You can take it out and put it back in again. It's that well epithelialized.
Wow. I don't know what epithelialized means, but
like the skin through and through. Like if you have your pierced earring, there's a hole there that's well healed.
Oh, okay.
Well
healed.
Yeah.
It is. Huh? And is it a crosswise, like across the penis? And
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not a hoop. It's a bar.
Yeah, it's a bar. It's pierced through the skin, right below the urethra on the.
All right, got it. I would definitely go to a piercing shop and ask their advice. I mean, those are the guys that have the best information about this kind of thing. I know that Trojan just came out with a new condom that has extra reinforced tip, and I was actually looking at that, thinking, boy, I bet that would be good for piercings. So, but I can't say that it is, but I would go ask the piercing guys about that, okay?
All right, I can definitely do it. Oh, and the thing about not wanting anybody to, you know, touch you or anything, just for thought, DL, it was a hot Asian chick that did it. So there's kind of a little coaxing right there.
Oh, really? So a hot Asian chick stabbed you in your penis and...
Then it's okay.
All right. Well,
whatever you're into.
All right, yeah, okay.
Good times.
You Sarah. Got a hooker for the money. That's all I'm saying.
They don't even have to use anything.
Right.
Right? Just, no, hey, sharp.
And the condoms don't break. That's all I'm saying.
Sarah, 19.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah. Oh, Sarah's up near where your daughter's up. She's in Hampshire.
She's in Hampshire. Yep. Okay.
New Hampshire.
Right.
So what's up?
Basically, just what would cause lactating in a 19-year-old girl who is not pregnant?
So you have breast milk on both sides or one side?
It's mostly on one side, and once a month when Mother Nature hits, that's when it starts becoming on the left side. On
Mother Nature,
sides,
they call it New England. Mother
yeah,
Nature.
Yeah. We call it a visit from a friend, but it's all the same.
Sarah, the most common reason for that is medication. So are you on any medication?
No. It's been doing this since I was 14.
Hold on. The next reason would be thyroid conditions.
Nope. Everything's fine.
The next thing would be something called a prolactinoma, or a tumor in the pituitary gland that produces prolactin. Have you had that checked?
No.
Okay. The next would be just irritation of the nipple, actually stimulating. Some women, just the stimulation of the nipple will actually cause a little breast milk production. And then finally, you need to make sure there are no structural problems like tumors and that kind of thing. That's obviously not your case because it's both sides and it's been 5 years. But you do need to see a doctor. The best thing would be to see an endocrinologist. They can really work on that and try to figure out why that's happening. And it might be something important because those prolactin tumors need to be treated. They're quite treatable, but they need to be treated. Jared, 28.
Hey, yeah, man.
Uh-oh.
How you doing?
We're good. What's up? You're on with DL Hughley.
All right, buddy. How you doing?
I can't call it. I might spoil it. What's up with you, baby?
Hey, oh, my God.
I thought I'd see if you guys could help me out.
Are you drunk or high, or what's the deal, Jared?
Oh, no. I'm just like that. I'm not. I was asking him, I was worried about my sister. We're just good friends and stuff, but she's always wanting to get me in the sack, you know.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Where you from, man?
I'm from Idaho.
See?
What's that?
See, now if I made a joke about Idaho, everybody, see?
Being racist.
See, I'd be...
You're being you're being...
I don't know if you could call a brother racist, but okay.
Yeah.
I've been to Idaho, man.
Right
and
on.
I actually have. I played a gig, and not Pocatello. I've never been up that far. I was in Boise.
Oh, yeah, right. I see.
Yeah, and they had... I was hanging out. I was working at a comedy club, and they wanted to go tubing. I never knew what that was.
In the snow.
In the water.
To,
in the water. Go tubing.
Ooh.
And I realized then that a lot of people had sisters who wanted to have sex with them.
Just by the way they behaved.
That's what I thought. I said, well, you know, man, damn, what's next? Somebody going to have to make love to his sister. So when she does that seems kind of weird.
Is this your stepsister or your biological sister?
Because if it's like the Brady Bunch thing, that might be kind of cool.
Right.
I know. She's my real sister, yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Some girlfriends, and I don't know. I'm wondering if they're wanting to hook me up. You know what I mean?
Jared, well, yes, either this is bogus.
Huh?
Or your sister has really severe psychiatric, psychological problems. And I'm a little worried about you that you'd consider falling.
Oh, you a hell of a stud. Sometimes it's just irresistible. I'm here to give you the street side.
I think when we were living together, she seen me, man. That's it, probably.
Oh, man. Hey, who can resist?
Yeah. But she's got these girlfriends. They're good looking, you know what I mean?
Go after the girlfriends there, Jared. Go after her girlfriends. How old is she?
She's 24.
Right, go out with her girlfriends. Leave your sister alone, for God's sakes. That's very sick. Very sick. The fact that he can't... Where's the banjo music? Is Anderson there? Thank you.
It's Idaho, man. If you ever been to Idaho?
Yeah, but that's like... It was nice. It was beautiful.
Yeah, see? You see beauty. I see freaky people. See, you understand?
Well, I'm going to be looking next time. I got to tell you. John, 24.
John, hello.
That's you. Our caller who goes by John tonight. So what's going on?
How's it going, Dr. Drew?
We're good. What's happening? You're on with D.L. Hughley.
Hey, how's it going, you know?
I can't call it. What's up with you?
I'm a big fan.
That's very nice, man. Thank you.
Wow. Basically, what's going on is I've been working in the adult industry for a few years.
Mm-hmm. As an actor?
Yeah.
What's your name, man? Because I'm a big... Because adult... You know what it is? Porn is just love stories with all the talking taken out. So... There's no porn I haven't seen. No, what is your porn name?
No porn you haven't seen.
Not one. What is your porn name?
I'm sorry.
He may not want to tell us because he's using a fake.
What kind of porn?
No. What's your porn name? Your screen name.
What's my porn name?
Right.
I really don't have a name. I do not. I mean, like, you wouldn't even know it if I told you.
All right.
Okay.
What is your question? What is your question?
The question is basically this. I cannot basically, like, have any relationship with a female. I mean, like, I have a girl right now. We have, I mean, I don't know. We have sex, but I cannot.
He hang up on me? Yeah, it's bogus. How about that? There you go.
He can't,
He can't keep his bogus call going. He can't write the script good enough, well enough. All right, we're going to take a break. D.L. Hughley is our guest, or he is my co-host tonight, and he's just getting his hymen broken in here. He just, you know, his B hymen in his case. And he's here to answer your questions. Call in at 1-800-LOVE-191. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. D.L. Hughley is here as a co-host tonight. And we're just, you know, on the break, we work on his problems. The mic's around, we work on everybody else's problems. Good time.
I don't have any rashes or piercings.
No, the guy's like healthy. It's pristine. I've checked him out.
Absolutely.
All right, John 18 from Placentia. John.
My girlfriend, she's been, I guess, pinching me off or whatever. That's what your whatever person said.
Well, describe to us what she does more specifically.
Well, when she's giving me a hand job, she, you know, won't let anything come out or something. Like, yeah.
Why?
Hey, turn your radio off, John. You've got feedback of you talking. It's too much.
Sorry about that.
There we go. And so you mean she grabs the tip of the penis and just like pinches it off like a balloon or something?
Is she a cop?
I don't think so.
What is that?
I'm just, you know.
Just, okay.
I'm just,
no,
just
talking.
I'm just
saying.
Just arresting the suspect. Joking. I don't know what the...
I'm just messing.
What is her goal in pinching you off?
I don't know. Like, I guess her old boyfriend used to like it or something.
So you're suffering for him.
Doesn't it hurt? Doesn't that hurt?
Her ex-boyfriend?
Hurt. Isn't it uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's not really like a painful thing. It's just, you know, it's a little different, you know, than the normal. But I just, is there any problems that could happen because of it?
Yeah, you could get another girlfriend. That's what could happen. Or, you know, that used to happen to me, but then I was going through
that. That exact thing she would do?
No.
What do you mean used to happen to you?
Yeah, well, you know, I used to, you know, go to these places and receive massages.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But the only reason she might stop is maybe there was a ring that sounded like the police.
All right.
And so.
Would she pinch you off then?
No. I just don't understand what's the point of her getting
doing it.
There.
It doesn't make
like,
sense. In fact, it sounds, John,
she
almost,
doesn't want you to enjoy it is what it sounds like to
she
me.
She doesn't want to make a mess or what's the deal? It almost sounds like, John, you made this up. It's something you wanted to try and you want to couch it in terms of somebody else doing it to you.
Right.
Is that the case?
No.
It sounds like you made this up.
Wait, I made it up?
Yeah, that you sort of you thought, I wonder what would happen if I did pinch this off. Well, I'll call Loveline and say my girlfriend does it and see what they say.
Well, no, she actually did it, and I was a little bit confused at the
Why'd you tell her not to? Go ahead and stop doing that. It's not good for you. You can cause all kinds of sort of irritations in the urethra and the trouble with the prostate. It's a bad idea. If you must be extra cleanly like that, you can actually put pressure on the part between the anus and the scrotum.
What does that mean?
You know what I'm saying? You can put pressure on the perineum back up in here, and it will redirect the sperm back or the semen up into the bladder.
Doesn't it hurt you that you know so much like this, doctor?
I don't do anything like that stuff. I'm just saying that's, you know, people do that kind of stuff. It's much, much healthier. Things that need to come out of your body need to come out.
Right.
When you sneeze, when you pee, when you have an ejaculation, yeah. It's coming. And anything you do to interrupt that is not good for you, right?
Right, you're going to mess around and blow a window out. I hope you don't do it in the car.
Eardrums, like that cartoon with the big drums come out the side of his head. Oh, something.
Goodness. Something. What would happen, though?
If what?
If, like she did that. Like, if
pinched
he did
off
it
like
once,
that?
Yeah.
Nothing, really. I mean, here's what happened. It can cause some irritation and pressure and even some even...
Does it back up?
It backs up, but it's still in the tube. It's in the chamber, and it causes a lot of irritation and pressure, and they're not good for it. And then it's coming out anyway. It's coming on out. It's just going to be under slow motion. All right. Learn lots of good stuff here, Dale.
Man, Dale,
it's good. This is a Veronica 20.
I like this.
Veronica?
Hello?
There you are. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? I didn't think you were going to get me so soon.
Well, here we are. We gotcha.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Well,
I heard that Adam Carolla is not on anymore.
That's true.
So, just think of me, Adam Carolla with a tan, baby.
Dale Hughley.
So... So it's just you, Dr. Drew, and who else is on right now? Just Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
No,
Dale
Hughley. Yeah.
You can introduce yourself to me.
It's me, Dr. Drew, with soul, baby.
Dr. Drew sounds so, like,
Say it, baby. Say it. Soulful. Say it. Say it.
Yeah, so, but no, I had a real question, actually. Like, I don't really listen to Loveline as much as other people do, but I really have a serious question that I have.
Go, your phone's kind of screwed up, but let's go. Here we are.
Okay, well, me and my boyfriend, I've been going out with this guy for a long, long time, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, we just broke up, and I moved, and lately I've been, like, eating whatever I eat, I kind of like throw up my food and stuff because.
Are you on an extended? Hey, Veronica, are you on some sort of extended phone?
Well, I'm on a cell phone.
Cell phone. Can you get somewhere where you have reception?
I can hear you now. Like you.
Yeah.
Maybe just slow down. Don't move
and slow down. So you broke up with your boyfriend. You're depressed, and so you have an eating disorder that's become more active now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And is it bulimia or anorexia or both?
I don't really know about those kind of things. All I know is that after I eat, I kind of make myself throw up and stuff. And I know it's bad for you, and I just wanted to know, like, what I should do, like, who I should talk to and stuff.
You need to talk to your doctor. This has about a 1 out of 5 chance of really harming you rather severely. And it's bulimia when you binge and then you purge, you feel the need to purge, and you have distorted body image. And really what happens, Veronica, is that the eating and this sort of all this purging and stuff becomes a way of managing overwhelming feeling states. It's very similar to addiction. Are you doing drugs too?
No, no, not at all.
Oh, how dare I? I beg your pardon. But
I do drink though. I believe I do drink a lot.
All right, so there you go. It all kind of goes together. When you have addiction, you have some trauma growing up, something happened.
Well, when I used to go to
Raise
and take drugs and stuff, but...
I understand. So that's why I'm saying that bulimia and addiction go together very commonly.
Man, you're very good, Doc.
I'm just saying. And so, and also, we, you know, this sort of profile of a 20-year-old bulimic doing drugs is usually also sexual or physical abuse or neglect that's real bad. What happened?
I don't think anything. I've had a pretty much good...
No one ever hit you?
No.
And no,
no,
and
not at all.
People were very available to you as you're growing up?
Yeah, I have great family and friends, and yeah, my family's great. Like, they're wasn't Benji on earlier?
He was on yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, because I don't know, I might have got confused, but I thought he was on, and well, he came from like a Christian background, and so did I. So I was like,
ugh.
But yeah, but so did I, and like I had a great background and stuff. So
Veronica, here's what I know: it wasn't great. I'm sorry. I'm sure your parents are good. Your family's good people.
I came from a Christian background too.
Weren't so great,
man. Let me tell you, everybody in my family's psychotic. So. Did you like? I was just like, I do a show on Comedy Central. One of the things I have to do is research. And the more religious you are, you know, there's a place in Plano, Texas, that is very religious. That made people sign these virginity clauses.
Virginity pledges, yeah.
And they have the highest STD rate, the highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. Uh-huh. So I think that there is a direct correlation between somebody's idea of what religion is for you and what you do. I mean, to me, I mean, I know what it's like to be hit and hit hard. And I never ate because, you know, when you grow up poor with no food, the last you're going to do is throw it up. But I'll do something else, but I'm not wasting these pork chops. but I think that's the one thing I see with people is that they look back over their childhood and you go, man, it wasn't that great.
It isn't. Once you start to really get objective about it. But here's the deal. You're in it. You're sort of enmeshed in it. It's hard to see it. Frank, your question was, what can you do about it? You need to talk to your doctor. You should see a psychiatrist. If you're not willing to do any of that, get yourself to a 12-step meeting, an AA meeting. Put your hand up as a newcomer and say, I want to stop this. I want to stop drinking. And see what kind of support you get. Get a sponsor. Work the steps. At least do that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done here. I treat a lot of Veronicas. I treat a lot of that. And it's a common condition, but it's quite serious. What the combination of problems you have really have a very serious prognosis. So let's take care of this, all right? All right, this is Megan. This is something more fun. This is a DL Hughley question. Megan is 21. Megan, what's the question?
Hello?
Hello there, Megan.
Hi.
Yeah, what's going on?
I have not been able to have orgasm in quite some time.
Called the right guy.
Oh, you absolutely called the right guy.
No, I've actually, it's been, okay, not that I'm a bad person or anything, but through 3 different guys now, and okay, that sounds bad, but it's not that bad.
Where are you from, darling?
Myself as well. I'm from the Seattle area of Washington.
Seattle, Washington, that's the problem. You got to move down to Inglewood.
Inglewood.
It'll never happen in Seattle. Let me tell you, they got that Grace Fish Market, but that's pretty much it. Get out of Seattle, baby.
Because they got the crazy voice.
Right.
It throws the fish out.
Right. You don't want to. You've been to 3 guys?
Any other advice besides move to Inglewood?
Right. South Central in Seattle. You got to go to the dark side for this one. We can help you.
So what? Tell me again the change in your orgasmic function.
Well, the only things that I can really relate to it or that have been coinciding with this is I just have a son 2 years ago, but I was still able to reach orgasm for, I don't know, maybe a year after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was necessarily that, although I have heard that having a child can change that.
It can change a lot of things, absolutely. And it was a vaginal delivery?
Yeah, it was. It was all normal. Everything.
Yeah. Hold on. And were you? What did you used to have difficulty having an orgasm, or was it very easy for you?
No, I used to have them really easy, really easy. In 20 minutes, I could have 3. No kidding.
You'd have 3 in a session.
Yeah. No.
Well, you used them all up. That's what happens. Selfish.
Not just your own, but a couple other girls in the neighborhood all used up too.
I know. I feel bad, but.
And are you? Now I got to kind of get this squared. There's some women that have sequential orgasms, 2 or 3, one after the other, but some women have them just rapid fire, pow, 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 pow.
No. Like, I'd have one, and then we'd keep going,
another,
and then I'd have another.
Okay, got it. And so, that's sort of the mid-zone of female orgasmic function.
I've never really believed that could happen, but apparently.
Well, there's some that have one after the other, and that woman doesn't like oral sex. Does not like it. It doesn't feel good. This one kind of goes, prefers intercourse, but oral sex sometimes, okay. And then there are those that only orgasm with oral sex, and that's most women.
Yeah, that is.
That's most women.
Really? Because I would say I was the opposite on that. I can orgasm on sex, and myself, I could, but with oral sex, I
didn't like it.
Rarely.
Right. See, that's really? The point. The more multi-orgasmic, the less you like oral sex.
You know what I find very interesting is that the more, I think, you know, the older you get, the more into, I think, just enjoying somebody's company and the more into them you are.
That's as your testosterone levels start falling.
Well, no, baby. Hey, you know, this I'm not Adam. This is me, okay? I'm saying that the more that she enjoys, the more that I think the more a woman sees you enjoying yourself.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you're actually enjoying her.
Yeah, yeah.
Is, I think that, I know with me, if I think about it all the time, if I'm obsessed with it, if I realize it doesn't happen, it's that much harder to happen.
No, so. Absolutely, taking the heat off the orgasm per se. But this is when you orgasm easy, more orgasmic. The most common reason for a switch like that may be medication. Are you on any new meds?
I'm not. I haven't been taking
birth
anything.
Control?
I mean,
birth control pill? Huh? Depo shot? Birth control pill?
The NuvaRing.
There you go.
Also, I've been having insomnia issues. I've not been able to sleep. And
have you been depressed?
Yeah. I'm thinking that might be an issue. I haven't actually, had a doctor tell me that, but I've talked to my actual doctor, and he said that it might be an issue.
You understand, I'm talking to you for, 3 minutes and 50 seconds here, but let me kind of put this together for you a little bit. The NuvaRing usually doesn't have an effect on this because it's absorbed through the wall of the vagina, so it doesn't have that pass through the liver that something you take by mouth would, so it doesn't change the levels of testosterone as much and the things that would affect orgasm, but any hormones can affect orgasm, so it could be your NuvaRing. Secondly, having had a vaginal delivery can change the architecture down there. People like you I've had women complain like you, they're multi-orgasmic after vaginal delivery. Everything's different. Like you have to relearn it all again. That could be you too. You add in now the fact that, are you breastfeeding too?
No, he's two, and I never really did. So.
All right, good. You add into that the fact that you might have a little depression, it's hard to be a mom, you're overwhelmed by things. I mean, you add all those things up, and you've got a bunch of things that need to be kind of dealt with. So you need to go back to your doctor and really talk about these things. But remember that if you get your depression treated, the antidepressant medicines, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, all that stuff, Lexapro, they shut you down too. So you got to be really careful. You may want to use something more like Wellbutrin.
Or Inglewood, baby.
Or just go to Inglewood. Dale Hughley will meet you down. What corner? Where should meet you?
I'm saying, I don't want to describe the corner. We might have.
All right. Dale Hughley is the guest. The phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191. He wants to talk to you about your orgasms and the rashes. Those seem to be his favorite topic. Rash, orgasm.
Well, not rashes.
Just
orgasms.
Just orgasms. All right. He wants more orgasm call. And again, call us in at 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Right, it's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. The co-host tonight is D.L. Hughley, who's doing a
I got to tell you, I'm having a ball.
That's right.
And I don't even mean that
figuratively.
No,
some sort of joke.
Said bang up, I said ball.
That's right. Just saying.
We're like Starsky and Hutch, baby.
I know, we've working together 45 minutes. We're like, all right, this is Evan, who's 27.
Hi, my question is, the last few years, any relationship that I pursue seems to be with a woman who either comes out or is a lesbian. And it's just a strange pattern that has been very prominent the last few years.
Let me ask you something. And this is going to sound bizarre, but this happens to people. And the only correlation I have found with that, and I'm going to ask you the question, the one pattern that I've seen with this, and it may or may not have anything to do with you.
Okay.
But did your mom ever used to tell you, I wish you were a girl. We were expecting a girl. Anything like that?
I don't recall ever hearing anything like that from my mother.
I've seen that a lot with women who are attracted to or around lots of gay men. They will be have told her, we were supposed to get a boy. I wish you'd been a boy. And for whatever reason, that ends up being this pattern.
So he is, all the women you're attracted to are
gay?
Gay?
Lesbian.
A
lesbian?
Correct?
Yeah. It's only the last few years it's become that way. It wasn't previously that way at all.
Are you gay, do you think? Maybe you're setting yourself up to sort of,
No, I don't have any of those sorts of feelings. That's particularly why it's confusing.
Do you ever have any gender sort of identity questions?
No, I've never that's sort of why I have the question. So,
Okay. And which is another point. You're going to love this one.
Oh, man, I'm digging this whole conversation. Let's finish this.
It's fascinating, huh? Is that men that have the operation to become a woman,
right,
most commonly do that to have lesbian relationships.
Really?
But put that up on the blackboard.
Yeah, but that's...
They're a man, they become a woman to be with women. But the only way you can be with lesbians is if you're a woman.
Oh.
Huh.
Ah.
Put that's that in your life.
That's like taking the pipe away, ain't it?
The pipe's gone.
This depresses you that all the women... Because that would be... like I said, that's the basis of many of my favorite movies, so...
Well, I mean, actually, one of the women, the first one in the series of lesbian of women...
Series, like it's a concert series.
Well, they're not a great deal of them, but a few, and I guess the first woman in the pattern actually ended up being my first, so...
Your first?
The first time I ever had intercourse with a woman.
And how old were you at that point?
I was 24.
Are you from Idaho?
No.
Oregon. Not right next door.
You from Washington?
Oregon.
Where are you from?
Oregon.
I'm from Texas.
Oh.
Ah, wow.
He's in calling from Oregon.
Oh, okay.
That's
and you waited till you were 24? Were you saving up to be something? I mean...
I just didn't feel right until that very moment. So it wasn't
like a semen water balloon.
Yeah.
I didn't have it on like my prize mantelpiece or anything. I just wanted to wait until I wanted to do it on my own.
All right.
That's fair.
I'm sort of turning over all the cards here. I don't have anything other than gender identity issues.
And you're 27 now, right?
Yeah.
So you've only been having sex for 3 years, right?
Right.
And you've had how many partners? Four, five, three?
That was the only one.
I get the distinct feeling, though, of some sort of fear of women and closeness and stuff. There's a little anxiety about that. And naturally, just like women that go for gay men, they go for the unavailable so they don't have to worry about actually getting involved with them because it's never going to happen. Mm. That's something that people do as a way of sort of protecting themselves from intimacy. So, you know, I go ahead and date more.
And
you know, somebody says
you
I'm gay.
Can't base it on three people.
Yeah, somebody says I'm gay. Move on.
Right.
Get
or ask to be invited to the party. Don't let Dr. Drew stop you.
You need.
Let her bring her friend.
I got it. Rachel, 30.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, what's going on?
Not much.
It's Dr. Drew here, and DL Hughley is co-host. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Go ahead.
You know, I just had questions about orgasms. I think I'm kind of confused.
DL was looking forward to this call.
I love this.
This is awesome.
I've always kind of assumed that there was two different kinds, like the kind that I can give myself, you know, through manual stimulation, versus the kind I have with a guy.
Uh-huh.
And they're totally different. And I just want to know, you know, am I just not having one with a guy? I'm just confused. I don't know if I've ever actually had one with a guy, because the one I can give myself, so much better.
Yeah, but
you're not having with a guy then, probably.
Yeah, the one really? That you can give yourself may be better, but it doesn't come with dinner usually, and that's a
no,
tough sale.
Do you use a vibrator?
Yeah, but to me, it's two different places, you know.
I understand, but
the clitoral, or there's one like inside when you're having.
Yeah, but most women don't have orgasm with intercourse; they can't do it. They're not wired that way. And so you either have to hand off the vibrator to him or ask him to do some oral sex. You understand?
But is it still, like, I feel one, like, in the clitoris. And then there's something else that, like, when I'm with a guy, it gets to feel really good at one point, and then it kind of fades off. So
right. And that's just feeling really good. That's not an orgasm.
Is that an orgasm?
Oh, it's not?
Okay.
That's not an orgasm. Well, the orgasm is what you feel when you do the thing on your clitoris. That's an orgasm. That's what needs to be done when the guy's there, too, in order to have the orgasm when you're with him. I mean, guys, think how different men and women are. Men, if there was no orgasm, they would not be like, we ain't done. But women can have something called receptivity, just an experience of being somebody in them and having that arousal and it going away, and that's good enough without an orgasm. There's a guy doing lots of research right now on functional MRI scans of men versus women in terms of their sexual responsiveness and response to visual images and things. And he said, he goes, you know, if you take a man's like a box with an on-off switch in it.
Exactly.
woman is like, you look inside the box, it's like the cockpit of a 747.
Right.
There's all kinds of stuff going on. And different things at different times of day. And, you know, so it's of course, lots of different things that you can experience as a woman. You're much more diverse, much more sort of
do you, complex. Like, you have a good time, though, right? Like, you've been with guys and you had a
time, but, wow, so I've never had one with a guy.
So yeah, you can't wait to go get home so you can get it on, huh?
Right. You need to get the guy involved with this in a more direct way and not keep hoping that someday you have an orgasm with intercourse, because 60% of women do not. D.L. Hughley is the guest. The phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. I kind of get out of the habit of calling you guys guests. You're the co-host tonight, and you're having a good time talking about orgasms.
This is off the charts.
Got a threesome call, got more lesbian call.
Let's do the threesome call.
Well, we got to take a break. It's cool out for a couple seconds. We'll be right back. D.L. Hughley's co-host tonight on Loveline, 1-800-LOVE. I'm Dr. Drew. We'll go right to calls. How about it?
Yeah? Okay, don't fix me, because if you do, then I won't be funny. So
That's the fear one has. All musicians that I treat are fearful of that. If I get them off the drugs, they're going to lose their creativity.
Right, right. Don't do that.
Yeah, they're so effed up on heroin, they can't breathe. Right. And I can't let that get in your way.
Right.
All right, Jen, 19.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
All right. So I'm bisexual, and I have a boyfriend, and he will tell me that when I first told him that I was bisexual, he was really psyched out about it, and he asked me if I would be okay doing a threesome, and I said, yeah, it would be fine, yeah, sure. And
there was a study that came out about young people's sexual behaviors, and the one thing that has gone up steadily recently is of female same-sex unions. Lesbianism gone up.
I've noticed that too.
And I love you. I could just say that. I could tell right now that I adore you. I think you're wonderful. And
thanks. I adore you too.
Thank you.
So anyways, my boyfriend, where whenever I point out, like, okay, I think this girl's hot, what do you think? He'll be like, yeah, sure, but it almost seems like he gets jealous if we were talking about actually going through with it.
With a guy, with a girl.
Be able to handle it.
He gets jealous of thinking of you with a girl.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, guys, especially young guys, got a lot of energy like that. Yeah. And just you being turned on by somebody else, even if it's your freaking the Bowser, that's going to bug
him. Some things like that really are a lot better in theory than they are in actual practicality.
Almost always, threesomes are much better as a fantasy than as a real thing.
Not always, though.
Almost always.
I was curious.
You're absolutely right. If you're just goofing around, correct me on this, if you're just goofing around and you're a college freshman or something, you're experimenting, whatever.
Right.
But if you're with somebody you want to spend some time with, maybe that's going to screw it up. That image is always going to be there, especially as a man. You're going to that just blazed in your head.
It's never been something I wanted to do with somebody I love.
Right.
Always somebody I...
Well, I definitely love him. And, like, he said that it would be okay if it was just purely sexual. And I think that's just the main thing.
I think that's impossible.
What are you talking about, Jeff?
I think that's...
Yeah. I'm confused.
Let me
get this right. You're driving the thing to have a threesome, right? Even though he started out thinking it was the greatest thing, you're now driving it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. This relationship is doomed. Doomed. And you're hell-bent on dooming it.
Or you can come to Inglewood. I've made that suggestion.
He's bringing you back because you don't like closeness. You don't like stability. You got to bring some chaos in here. So you're hell-bent on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it feels like to me. And that's fine. You don't want to have a relationship, that's fine. But you're gonna sabotage this one. Because he's kind of told you, you see that it's uncomfortable for him. You see that it's a fantasy, that it's not real. He's jealous, uncomfortable. Yet you're hell-bent on bringing this in. Fine. That's more important to you than the relationship? Fine. But it's going to screw it up. Just understand
I should definitely leave it alone then.
You're 19. You should do what you're going
to
do. You got to
do what you're going to do if you want. But I'm not telling you what to do. But if you want this relationship to survive, I can see the handwriting on the wall magically. Ain't going to make it if you have a threesome. Jay, 23.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's up with you?
Not too much. So my girlfriend, you know, I was kind of thinking about it because of you were talking about to the other girl about the difference between clitoral and vaginal orgasms and everything.
Well, yeah, when DL asked for, he made a plea for more orgasm calls. Mm-hmm. We haven't had enough yet tonight, right. So he can't.
But this one ain't as exciting. All right,
you want to talk to a girl? All
right, this news is something.
All right, let's move on. Okay, this is let's see, Jim, 21. What's going on, Jim?
Yeah, hi. I've got been going out with this girl for about a year now, and in the last 4 months, she's been starting to just see other guy friends that she has, kind of having sexual fantasies about them. And I'm just kind of wondering, she's wanting to stay with me, and she's going to a therapist about it, and I'm just wondering if there's something I can do to help, or if I should be kind of giving up, or...
Wait, she's having fantasies about other men?
Yeah.
And telling you about
them?
Yeah.
Why is she telling you about
right.
it?
Well, she seems really, like, distraught about it, and, like, she doesn't know how to like, deal with this.
I think that that is the weirdest thing I've ever. So she
it
says,
bogus,
"I want to, I want to mess around." Does she name the guys?
Yeah, she'll tell me who they are.
Do you think she's actually done anything?
She's gonna name some names. No. Here's the thing: this is part of the bogus call.
No,
she wants to have blah blah with blah blah, and then those guys are listening and saying,
"No, she'll." Well, it's kind of like she'll be like, like one of our friends. She'll be like, "I know this guy." She's like, "I just kind of like, I'm starting to wonder, you know, like." Should I be with somebody else? Is there somebody else better than you are? Like,
she does not say that.
No, seriously.
You need to leave this broad alone, man.
Yeah,
you
both
do.
Of us, 100%
you need
agreement.
To leave this broad alone,
Marcus.
No, there's somebody better now, than you are. You she need to be so gone. And you know what? Just for you, I don't normally do this. Have her call me here. I'll fix it for you.
Go to Englewood. go to Englewood.
But nobody's better than you, man.
Is this your first girlfriend or something?
No.
Are you used to breaking up? Have you had breakups?
Yeah, I've actually been married and divorced.
Oh. At 21?
Yeah.
Maybe it's you, man. You know, you got to think about that. No, I'm
or
just
who you're
kidding.
Attracted to. What kind of girls you go after? Because that's you might be stacking the deck. I got to wonder about somebody that, as opposed to breaking up, has to throw it in your face like
right.
That.
Just say, look at
I bet there's other better guys than you. Right. Look at this guy. He looks much.
Right.
Look at that guy.
Right.
What a pain in the ass. Come
right.
on.
Right. Oh, man, you got to leave this bride alone.
I'm with you. Let's keep moving. This is Bryson, 17.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on,
question.
Bryson? It's an interesting name, Bryson.
I just recently found out that my girlfriend got tested positive for gonorrhea. Oof. And she went in because she found out that she was pregnant. She's about 4 months pregnant now. And she requested...
With your child?
Yes. And
is there another child behind you there screaming? It's one of yours?
Yeah. That 4 months sounds awful
what?
Loud.
You have another one?
Yeah. He's 16 months.
You have two kids? You're 17?
Yeah.
Hey, man, wait a minute. I've seen it before. Hey, Doc, this is...
Does it work?
No, it don't work.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I've seen it, too.
Now, is it the other baby is hers and yours also?
Yes.
Oh, and she got gonorrhea, and you didn't have it before.
No, okay, look. Me and her met when I was locked up, because she was locked up, too, and we oh. just...
In jail, in juvie or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, well, I got out, and we started messing around, and she got pregnant, and she got tested because she requested an HIV test, and it came out positive for gonorrhea, so... I'm guessing, obviously, I have it. So the nurse told her that you can get it through having sex on your period or having sex when you have to urinate. But, I mean, that sounds kind of odd because when you're locked up, they give you sex ed every other month. And, I mean, I've never heard anything like that.
What the hell are you talking about, Bryson?
Man,
you can get gonorrhea anytime,
right.
anywhere.
It's the gift that never stops giving.
Never stops. You can get it from oral sex. You can get it from intercourse. You get it, period, right. anytime.
Check it out.
It has nothing to do with anything else.
On my birthday, right when I got out, I was like right on my birthday. My girlfriend wanted to do something special because we were on the run, and I got head and her friend. So,
and her friend?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten it like that.
Wow. Even for me, this is a wild night.
No, not for me, man. I'm digging this, man. So you got her and her friend. Well, maybe her friend had it, and she spread it around, you know.
Well, but it'd have to have it in their throat, which is common, too. It happens, dude.
Look, see, one of the things is, if I've had it before I've been with her, I mean, I wouldn't have known because, I mean, I haven't had any of the side effects. I mean, like, maybe every now and then, I'll, like...
Bryson, slow down. Yeah. What's your question?
I mean, like, how do you get it?
You get it by having sex or oral sex.
Right.
You get it through contact.
All right.
And so you're wondering if you had it or if she's been messing around.
Men usually really do not carry it without symptoms. Not for very long, at least.
I'm telling you.
Uh-oh.
She's had it for...
Oh, man, I've been there, Jack.
Uh-oh, tell us what it was like.
Oh, it hurt like hell.
Right away, right?
Oh, man.
Like you're peeing fire.
Man, I was 16 years old. This cat, why am I telling my story? What the hell is this?
I got a compliment for you coming up right after this.
I was 16 years old.
Nicole, hang on.
I couldn't talk to my mother father, so I went across the street to my next door neighbor. He took me down to the
free clinic.
I'm telling you, it hurt so bad, I would literally almost pass out.
Yeah, when you'd pee.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a sweet girl named Peggy. Who would have thought? And I do a joke about this on stage, but I had to take... a shot and some pills.
Yeah, yeah, that's what.
And they called it non-specific.
Well, it's non-gonococcal or non-specific urethritis. Yeah. So it really isn't gonorrhea, but it's all the same.
Right. But whatever it was,
it hurts like a mother effer.
Oh man, I used to put my penis in water, man. What are you doing? Making tea.
Hoping it would drink up.
Oh, my God. So I'm telling you, it ain't no way that you don't know. I'm telling you.
Did you get discharged, too, or just the...
Oh, absolutely,
man. You get a whitish discharge, and that shows up in your underwear. It sometimes can be a little yellow.
Ugh.
And then how long after the intercourse did it start to show up?
About 3 days. Four days.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll start the next day with a little bit of stinging, a little bit like, what's going on here? It's like, I got to go all the time. And then... Blowtorch.
Right.
And then like
literally like glass.
You like your pee in glass.
I was like, man.
Or you're peeing fire,
I would almost, literally almost pass up. I would put my penis in water. That's how bad. I'm 60. And you're 60 years old. You can't even tell your father what happened. And you can't even. I had to go across the street. So, I've had an experience or two.
All right, Bryce. Then the other one? But the other one you went and got fixed right away because you knew it was coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a pro. And they knew me.
You're calling in.
It's me.
Give me a refill.
Right. You might want to finish the first cycle first.
All right, here's Nicole, 37.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you guys. I love your show, and I feel like I am an old lady in many respects. But Mr. D.L. Hughley, you look so fantastic in your suits on your show.
Well, thank you, sweetie.
Do you still feel good about him, even after the last story?
Hey, I was 16. Yeah.
Feel better about him, right? He's a human being.
Yeah, but that's my comment. I had a comment about Dr. Drew, you're making, in regards to women not being able to have orgasms through...
No, we didn't talk about not being... Yeah, yeah, through intercourse, right?
But you bring up oral sex mostly as the alternative, but what about self-stimulation
We were talking about what I did tell her was bring the vibrator into the action.
Yeah, invite to the party.
Whether it's your hand or a vibrating ring or whatever the hell.
Machinery.
Yeah, or your hand is great. A lot of women feel I will tell you that a lot of women cannot have an orgasm during penetration. Mm-hmm. It's inhibitory in some way. So even stimulating the clitoris during penetration doesn't work very well. There has to be, because they have to... You have to do some things with their muscles and things that's hard to do when there's a penis in the way.
Why don't you get that thing out of the way?
Yeah, so I can go ahead and have an orgasm.
Right.
And so, different women are different. They each have to find out their own thing. And what we had a call last night where a girl was normal and had an orgasm with intercourse, with oral sex, and was feeling so flawed. No, actually, she'd had it with intercourse and felt bad that she couldn't have a series. Like when she'd had an orgasm, she felt satisfied and wanted to stop. Like that was something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Scorpion.
She probably was a man in her other life is what's wrong with
that's
that.
Right. That's right. But so many women feel flawed. Ooh, here's a multi-orgasm going.
Oh, my goodness.
Ann, 28.
Hello?
Ann? Hey, what's going on, Ann?
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, I have two questions.
No, this is what a multi-orgasm woman sounds like.
Yeah. Man, okay. I think I need to take a shower now.
Okay, well, like...
Who smokes a lot of pot, too, though? Go ahead.
Huh?
Okay. Nothing.
I can be like in my vehicle, and the vibration alone, I can look at a pole and be like, "Wow, And I'm like, "That's it. I'm already gone." And like, when I'm at home, when I'm with my husband, I'll get on top of him and I'll just like start messing with myself, and I'll be like, "Gone already," And I love the feel of him inside of me, but like, I can't stop it,
like, really? And he can't last very long. And so I'm like, like, after he's already gone, I'm sitting here going, well, damn, how long is it going to take? And he's like, well, it'll take me, like, you know, 5 more minutes, I swear. And then it'll take him, like, 45 minutes to go again. And by then I'm sitting here going, damn, what's on TV tonight? Because, like, you know, I'm
really,
drunk,
you're special. Lee, you really, let me tell you something. You're special and don't ever change. Let me tell you. I wish they made a million of you. I don't know how many times I've fallen in love on this show, but whatever I said to anybody else, you've topped them all.
So that's what you've hit DL's sweet spot.
Are you kidding me? A pole? I used to have a friend who she said, like, you could talk to her.
And she'd have orgasms.
She'd have orgasms.
You know, Nicole Richie told us if she sits on a cold bathroom floor, she'll have an orgasm.
Really?
Yeah.
Say you, say me. Say it for always.
It doesn't even have to be a pole. It can be a pretty flower. And I'm like, wow, that is so
really?
Cool. I'm like, that's it.
Where are you from, sweetie? Where are you from?
A little bitty town in California.
Call what?
Huh?
Call what?
I'm not going to say.
Because I shall go there.
Everyone knows everybody.
No,
he's
but
packing
sweetie,
it in right now.
No, just come on. I'm from California. Maybe it's a small town. Is it called Inglewood? Is it up north?
Yeah, it says Los Angeles on the screen.
I am in Central Valley.
Central Valley?
Or Modesto or something like
Modesto?
That.
Oh, yeah, that'll explain it. Instead, all I got is raisins and almonds. Of course. What is so you're multi-orgasmic.
Yeah, well, my friend told me that it's because I'm a big woman. Big women tend to be more orgasmic than
big women have more.
Hey, let me tell you something. I love big women. I do. I promise. Except when we play wrestle. You ever like you ever play wrestle with somebody, Doc, and they pin you down and you really can't get up and you go, girl, stop playing, but you really couldn't get up anyway?
Yeah.
I've had that happen, but I still love you and I love you more now.
And here's the deal. This is a common you're easily orgasmic is the thing, and a common situation in many relationships is sort of this mismatch of what it takes to get to orgasm, how often you guys want to have it versus the other. You know what I mean? This is a common thing. You got to negotiate this. You got to figure it out. Maybe your husband...
Married with Children, a big hit, a sitcom was
right.
Based on that.
But your kid, maybe your husband needs to sort of bring himself along a little bit before you have intercourse, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And maybe you need to sort of find ways to have an orgasm first so you're not so quickly
orgasmic. Take care of it. Like, you know, do all the foreplay while he's on his way home.
Just like a guy who's has a premature ejaculation. So women have orgasm too quickly in situations like this. And actually, will be a medication coming out within 6 months.
You good on this medication.
Well, it's a physician. But it is actually could prolong time to orgasm. And it's very short-acting medicine. It's out of your system in a few minutes. So it's just for sex. And it's going to be interesting. Think that's funny?
What is that called?
Tapoxetine is the medicine. It doesn't have a name yet. Slocom.
Abbreviate.
All right, let's take an interesting call here. It's Robert 19. Robert.
Hello?
Hey, what's up there, Robert?
Hey, what's up? I'm a third-degree burn survivor, and I have no sweat glands in my chest.
Yeah.
So pretty much, like, I sweat profusely to compensate for that.
Everywhere else.
Yeah, and I was wondering if I could do anything, because, like, I was watching The Man Show, and, like, I seen, like, the man pond, and I don't want to have to do something like that. I was wondering if there's a medication for it.
The man pond?
Oh.
From Adam's show.
But I guess I...
No, you know, when you... Oh, I see. When you lose sweat glands a part of your body, you have to compensate by sweating elsewhere, and your body needs to do that to dissipate heat. So, yes, there are medicines and there are creams and stuff if you want to sort of get it off your forehead and that kind of thing. Something called Xerac, for instance. But generally speaking, you let your body do what it needs to do to deal with the injury it's had. All right, we're going to play a game, okay? This is a game called Germany or Florida. Let's hear a little theme song of Germany or Florida, first of all. Can we do that? You don't have it. All right, fantastic.
Well, now you have to go to Germany and Florida.
All right, here's the deal. Jimmy Kimmel's writer's table, they sit around, they try to dream up things for the show.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling... don't play it right now. Hold on a second. They're culling through weird stories and stuff, and they realize that every time, this was Adam realized this, that every time some macabre, weird sexual story would come up about a guy slicing and dicing his penis or eating his toes or something, Germany or Florida. Every time. That's where the stories come from. So our callers call in, they give us the weird story, and we tell them, is it from Germany or Florida? So let's hear the theme song.
Germany or Florida?
No, that's not the theme song. All right, well, there you go. All right, Seth, line 2. What's going on, Seth? 23.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say, Dr. Drew, it's an honor and a privilege to speak to you. I read Cracked. Most Love Life fans should pick that up if they're really true fans. DL, been a huge fan since Def Jam. I'm really proud to see you succeed, bro.
That's very nice. Thank you very much.
Also, I might add that, you know, you two are doing a great job right now. You guys are like the Bacardi and Cola radio. So.
Absolutely. I guess I'm the Cola.
All right, Germany or Florida? A woman was awarded $7,000 dental malpractice lawsuit. Apparently, she needed 7 root canals performed, and her dentist wanted to go on vacation. Each root canal would need to be operated a week between the next. Since the amount of anesthesia needed to perform the 7 root canals would kill her, the doctor poured her full glasses of scotch between each tooth. After days of excruciating pain following the procedure, she took her dentist to court and was awarded $1,000 per each tooth. Germany or Florida?
I'm going to say Florida because...
I can't imagine that it, with that kind of behavior, the doctor, the dentist wouldn't get put in jail in Florida. And it would not be a $7,000 suit. It would be like a $700,000
suit. Florida don't award no money to nobody.
All right, you go Florida, I'll go Germany. Here we go. What is it, Seth?
If the answer is Germany.
Ah!
All right, well, you know.
All right. Thanks, Seth.
Every answer I give going to be Florida.
Right? No. I was in Florida last weekend. I was in Miami. I thought, ooh. The city's got some funky sort of feel about it, right?
It's Sodom and Gomorrah, what it is.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a pretty open-minded guy. But whenever I go to Florida or New Orleans, I'm like, wow.
New Orleans, yeah.
The devil lives here.
Is it each and every one of us who arrived there?
Right.
Boom. All right, we're going to take a little break. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. D.L. Hughley's here. He still wants more orgasm calls, right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Your thing tonight.
No rashes, we covered that.
We're done with the rashes. Peeing fire, sprinkling a little threesome action if you're into that, D.L.'s into that. But otherwise, just orgasms all the time. We'll be right back. Loveline, D.L. Hughley co-hosting 1-800-LOVE-191. Here goes D.L. All orgasm all the time. Tina, 23.
Hi.
Hey, Tina, what's happening?
Well, I just had a question about orgasm.
All right, here we go.
And I don't know if it's like mental or how you're raised, but when I was younger, I would only have orgasms when I had intercourse. And then when I got married, I wouldn't have them at all. And then I like started... have cheating on my husband, and then I can have orgasms with my boyfriend, both oral and intercourse.
Oh, Tina. This is a pretty complicated. This is a very complicated situation.
Yeah, Doc,
right?
I'm going to let you swing on this one. Cause...
Yeah, this isn't an orgasm question. This is about relationships. I mean, why'd you get married?
Because we got married. I don't know.
It's a perfect reason.
You didn't? Did you love him?
We did.
I mean, yeah, I thought I did at the time.
Did you? So you, before you got married, you had orgasms. Then after that, you didn't.
Yeah. Then well, I like didn't want to have sex with him at all anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say because you ain't into him. That's
well, that's or marriage means something dangerous to you, or closeness means something dangerous. So you have to sabotage everything, or, you know, unless he's an a-hole and just not available to you the way you need him. Did he turn into some sort of jerk?
My ex-husband.
Was he now an ex? Yeah. Did he after marriage suddenly become a different person?
He seemed to. He kind of, like, started playing computer all the time and not really, you know.
All right, whatever. So maybe it was him.
Yeah, that's it. You're on the computer. I'm going out with Ralph.
I'm going to start screwing Ralph.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it smacks of trouble on both partner's side. In other words, he was ignoring you and not sort of paying attention to your emotional needs. Women cheat because of that. Men cheat because whatever. Women cheat because they aren't getting their emotional needs met. And the guys will say, like, I don't understand what happened. And one day she's shacked up with another guy. And you talk to the woman, she'll say, I've been telling him for 2 years. He's been at the computer there. I need to spend some time with him. He doesn't hear me, doesn't listen.
Yeah, but then they don't even get to spend time with the guys, like a couple of minutes at a hotel in a car or something like that.
The other guys.
Well, I'm still with the guy that I cheated on him with. Like,
so they have a relationship. How long is that?
Does he ever worry about you doing the same thing to him? Does he ever worry about that?
Because he should.
Because he should.
Kind of, because I did.
Oh.
You, maybe you just fast. That's your problem.
But he was ignoring me constantly.
Yeah, but maybe it's you.
No, this is chaos. You hate men. Well, what happened with your dad?
My dad's still with my mom.
Well, what happened? What was he like?
He's a nice guy.
No, what happened?
My mom's a crazy one.
And your mom's a crazy one.
Yeah.
Were you angry with your dad for staying with your mom or not protecting you from your mom or something?
Probably kind of. I mean, my mom's like really religious and, you know, psycho, so I don't know if I...
Well, Dad's married to her, so he can't be that well put together. And it's not uncommon for people to feel very resentful of the other parent for not protecting the person, the individual, from the craziness.
So you've already messed around on your boyfriend already?
Yeah, I did once.
So, Tina, if you ever want to have stable relationships, this is not about orgasm, okay? This is not at all about that. The orgasm is certainly a hint for you of where the relationships are going. If you want to have a stable relationship, you got to get some therapy. You got to see a mental health professional because this is, you got to learn to have stable relationships and trust them and understand what intimacy is all about. This is Erica, who's 19. Erica, what's going on?
Hey. So you're talking about orgasms, and I just have a story. When I'm having an orgasm during sex, I pee a little bit.
We just said that.
Well, go ahead. DL kind of likes this sort of thing. Not necessarily urine.
Well,
because that's not usually pee, by the way.
I know it's not.
Well, in her case, it might be pee. You can't.
Well, she doesn't know this.
She may not.
No,
she doesn't.
No, I'm pretty sure I pee because, like, a lot of stuff comes out when it happens.
That's usually like, not pee.
That's not pee, sweetie.
No, no.
Sweet Petey.
You can smell it. Like,
yeah, but it's a mixture.
Yeah.
Don't spoil DL's image right
now.
Girl, what happened?
Come on, ride this out. What are you doing?
No, I don't know why it happens. Like, is there any explanation for it?
Well, there are. Well, do you want to?
Yeah, well, I could say that's. Well, I don't. You're a freaky little thing. No, I'm just kidding. It's no. You're just one of the gifted ones.
Well,
is what it is.
And
you're special.
Guys like that, right?
Absolutely, guys. So you've actually had a guy. Has that ever turned anybody off? Because I don't think that would.
No, my boyfriend likes it, and that's.
Of course he does. Does he try to make you hit targets? Does he put up like bullseyes?
No, he always like works really hard to make me come.
I mean, no, I mean, nobody would ever do that.
Yeah, nobody do that. Hey, hit the pitcher.
Huh?
You haven't lived till you played hit the pitcher. Has that ever happened? Like, is it a stream or just like it just
a splash?
Well, no, yeah, like it is a mixture, obviously, but you can tell, and I know it feels like I'm peeing. Like, there's a difference. So, it feels like I'm about to pee, and then I can like. You can tell that I peed. Like, you can just
You mix it up. All right. Well, here's the deal. There's two things that happen. One is something called female orgasmic incontinence, which is actually when you unload, you pee. But usually, that's a pretty big volume, and it goes all over the place.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah. And usually, women are distressed by that. It's not usually a happy thing so much.
I've
had patients. There's operations to help with that. There's all kinds of There's medication. There's things to help. Because that one, couples are throwing down tarps, and it's still going off both sides and stuff. It can be bad times.
But do you
okay, right. Or you could take up surfing.
Take up, water sports are always fun. But the other thing is female ejaculation, which is a different sort of glandular materials. Could be a little urine in there. That's mostly what happens when the woman orgasms is the ejaculation. And I think that's what you're describing here. And that's what the guys like the best, I suspect.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But in lieu of that, do you get this as operation? Play a game called Hit the Target.
Most women that have orgasmic incontinence have had babies and stuff, and so things are kind of falling down, and it's hard to control the bladder. So.
Ah.
Marcy, 30.
Hi. I just I wanted to know why orgasms change as women get older.
It's a great question, and I'm not sure I can answer that with accuracy. I'm not sure anybody really can. There are many things that contribute to that. And here's the average situation, is that most women don't have orgasm until they're in their early 20s. They just don't have it. It's just like they're not coming online.
That's pretty fair.
And they describe it in all kinds of different ways, like, well, I didn't really feel open. But I think their brain just doesn't integrate all the different mechanisms that are necessary for them to have that function. They need to be able to feel intimate and feel secure about themselves and feel all these things that guys don't need to feel anything.
Right.
They can be doing it at a funeral. And it takes a while to sort of
and
master
I have,
all
so
that.
That's,
I'm just saying. And and as such, it takes a while to get it sort of mastered and underway. And again, there's huge diversity amongst women. Some start having orgasms at 6, some at 12, but most aren't really having it. And then even then, most don't have it with intercourse, as we talked about. So there's this sort of process of it sort of awakening, coming online, learning about it, figuring out which category you kind of fit in, finding out how to help you get a partner who usually kind of lame because he's 20 years old, how to get it, bring him along to help you with this too. And then how do you masturbate? And how does that, do you masturbate? Does that feel okay to you? And then later on, it can go a bunch of different ways too, because you start having fault changes in your estrogen production, your progesterone production, and your testosterone production as you head towards menopause. And some women, the testosterone kind of goes up relative to estrogen, so they start having more sex drive and more orgasm. Some women, as they head towards menopause, it gets a lot worse. So there's actually a lot of research now directed towards giving women not just estrogen replacement, but testosterone replacement to try to help them with their sex drive and orgasm function.
Hmm.
So it's complicated. There's circulating proteins and where the hormones bind, and this changes in the architecture of the anatomy of the vulva and whatnot after childbirth. I mean, there's a lot of things that come to bear in that area.
You are just amazing. So they give you testosterone to help you with orgasm.
Women.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I got good news for you. You'll come, and you'll need a razor.
And, and your Adam's apple can kind of be. What's been your experience, Marcy?
Well, I've been with my husband since I was 17. We've been together 13 years.
Uh-huh.
And in the beginning, sex was, it was fun, of course, but orgasms were more manually stimulated from the outside. And now that I'm older, it's like I don't need the foreplay as much. I don't need all of the buildup. It's like the entry and the orgasm is just like so intense.
And you can get right to it. Have you had children?
Oh, I have four.
Okay, did you have vaginal deliveries?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I bet some of it is.
You
that.
Know, when you've been married that long, sex get to be like aerobics. You know, you do this to me 2, 3, 4. I do this to you 2, 3, 4.
Oh
it's
yeah.
It's like you know all the moves.
And it's so.
It's like cheating.
We're so comfortable with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's so
this
different.
Turned out to be a lovely story. I think I love you more than anyone else now.
Oh, more than Ann?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
More than Ann the squirter? Yeah, what was she did? She?
Well, she's kind of hard to beat her.
Yeah.
That's biblical what okay. she does. But it just, like, to me, it's like you probably got a lot of, there are four kids and a lot of stuff to do, and you just kind of know what you like,
right. So there, in addition to those complex biological changes I was mentioning, there's architectural and anatomic changes, and it's all these psychological changes and interpersonal changes. You kind of know each other, you know the equipment, and so.
That's sweet.
So good times, Marcy, right?
Yep.
All right. This is Deb, who is 15.
Hi,
Deb. What's happening?
Okay, so I'm 15. I have three bisexual friends, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Two of which, who I know, their first female crush was me.
All right.
On top of this, I have, like, I don't know if this is weird, because all of my friends are, like, really getting into serious relationships and everything. Like, the first person who told me she was bi and liked me is now going on 8 months with her boyfriend, and I'm just sitting here, like, with no desire for any relationships.
Good, healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
15. Well, your daughter, how'd you get?
I have a 15. Oh, she's 14. She'll be 15. And it is funny how you hear the same kinds of stories. I think that when you're 15, honestly, you don't know what you are and you don't know what.
It's protective not to go after
right.
stuff. You're going to make choices and get involved in stuff you don't belong
and
in.
And all you do is what I'm not a clinical doctor or anything. All you do is what you feel comfortable handling. You're perfectly normal for not wanting to do anything that you're not comfortable with. That's normal.
I don't think I'm strange for that, but
no.
I feel pressured, and I don't know how to deal with that.
Well,
do you have a close?
You have what?
I'm very close with my daughter, and I like to think I'm. But you like,
who knows what her perception is?
Yeah, right.
My dad's never around.
I wait till the book comes out. but I think that when you are in that situation, you always have to have somebody that you can talk to. Somebody
support.
You can always.
Not my dad. Like, there's other stuff. Like I said, my family situation is really, really quite ridiculous.
What's happening?
Like, what?
What's happening?
Well. There was a lot of severe trauma dealing with school for my brother, and for the 3 years that went on, it ended up in litigations with the public middle school in my town, and that happened to be the 3 years that I was in the middle school, and the whole situation, the stress and the trauma totally shredded my family, and like it's a miracle that my parents aren't divorced, but my relationship with my dad, which was at one time, like, better than anything I could have ever dreamed of, has completely gone to the dumps.
Can you find a way to try to recoup that?
Well, it's gotten so severe that it's affecting me, like my mental state, and I'm taking medical leave from school for it.
Are you going to, do you have a therapist?
Well, yes and no. My first meeting scheduled is tomorrow with her.
All right. So you're taking the right steps. Hopefully they'll come into some of the sessions with you.
Yeah, I got to say, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not trying to say anything insane. You sound so strong to me. Like, I would never know that you sound so...
Sound smart, too.
Smart and well-adjusted. I mean, I wish my daughter could talk to you. Give me your number.
But Deb, the deal is, though, because you feel so powerless and such a wash in this emotional turmoil, you are vulnerable to the pressures of your peers. And if you had somebody that you felt was there for you, whom you could talk to, you felt supported and felt that you didn't need to do these things to sort of feel better, you'd be less likely to do these things. These are all bad ideas. Well, the fact that you're not interested in relationships is a healthy thing, a mm-hmm. good thing. Can you talk to your mom?
She was born in Kiev, Ukraine, so it's kind of like hard for her to relate. Can't really understand because she's in a completely different culture.
All right, here's then the one piece of advice I will give you. Get to that therapist, go regularly, be completely honest, and follow the direction of whatever he or she tells you, okay?
All right.
All you got to do. It's very simple. Just follow direction. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. It's just very confusing.
Just keep it simple. Go to that therapist. Be honest.
I'm 40 years old. And I don't sound as strong as you, girl. Let me borrow some.
You're gonna be all right. Where in Boston? Where you live in New England?
I live north of Boston.
Where?
In Peabody.
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 Yeah, Peabody. They call it.
I don't know.
Is that up near Quincy?
I tell you what, all I know about Boston is I went there and they said, I'm having a wicked pisser. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm having a wicked pisser. I don't know what the... And it's somebody from Worcester. I don't know what is that?
Well, there's Worcester and then there's Worcester. Those are two different towns.
Worcester
and Boston is scary.
There's a big stadium place there.
Worcester?
Yeah, there's a place
Holy Cross.
Palladium. It's a concert venue.
Oh, interesting.
I played the Palladium before.
At Worcester?
Yep.
And Booster is a little town, so.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
And all the black people are in the witness protection program, so.
All right, Deb, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Weekends at the DL Hughley. Yeah. It's at what time? Again, we got
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock on
Friday
cable. And check your listings if you're on satellite. It's Comedy Central. DL Hughley is here talking about, well, mostly just talking about orgasm. That's what he's into.
That and girl was I like that.
Delightful,
girl.
Huh? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have said delightful, but I'm worked into my vocabulary now.
So
that's delightful. I'm learning a lot. You done fixed me. I got a new vocabulary.
I'm afraid, though.
You're delightful, doctor.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. All right, we'll take a break, and the DL are going to have sex or something, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weekends at the DL.
Absolutely.
DL Hughley's my co-host tonight. And here's a question for you, DL.
Now, for sure.
Okay. Now Karen's got a specific, she wants a pointer here.
All right.
Karen is 21.
Absolutely.
Here you go, Karen. DL's on the line with you.
Okay, thanks.
Ooh, got the little girl voice. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Okay. I was calling because I've never had sex, but I've given head to a few guys. And the first one, he's always frustrating me because he could never, like, go when I was doing it.
And?
How do I know if I'm really good at it or not, or why couldn't he go? I would do everything that he said, and, like, the other guys, like, I've never experienced a guy that, like, remotely had any problem. Like, usually it's...
Well, let me just tell you that some guys, let's just set the stage here, some guys do not have orgasm with oral sex. There are some guys. And there's also some guys that take a long time to have an orgasm.
It would be like 45 minutes to an hour, and he still wouldn't.
Yeah, that happens. And
yeah, and I'm one of those guys.
Oh, that
really?
Takes a long time?
Yeah, I would rather be inside a woman than...
You don't like the oral sex thing?
I mean, it's an appetizer, but it ain't the meal.
Yeah. Really?
And so it's nothing you're doing. You sound adorable now.
Is there a way to ruin oral sex?
Is it? Yeah, there's a way.
How?
By talking while you're doing it.
Okay, yeah, talking. What else?
Well, I think. Well, honestly, just honestly.
Yeah.
If it's not wet enough, or if they don't seem like they dig it,
they're not into it.
No, yeah, I love doing it. Am I? Dude. I told them that.
Do you now?
Your third list.
You have moved up on the list too. Do you love doing it, darling?
Yes. Am
I? Don't threaten me with a good time.
And it was always so frustrating.
frustrating because I felt like I was never doing it good enough. Or,
oh, sweetie, don't feel like that. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
I could tell
by the way that you're talking right now that you put your all into it.
I would. And I
really?
Other guys say, like, you're awesome, and I can tell you're having fun. And I'm like, well, yeah, it is fun. And then
right. Okay, let me ask you something. Now, you're all in. Like, you say you enjoy doing it, so you swallow. You're not yes. averse to any of that. Oh, wow, yeah. Man, yeah. That moved up. That's great. So that's
but
even better than a squirter
like,
there.
Play with like liquor.
Oh, my goodness. You're wonderful. At the same time, are you kind of juggling? Like, because, you know, I like the little dice thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like you're shooting dice.
Seriously, everything. Like, we watch videos, and he'd be like, can you do that? And I'm like, well, sure, and I would.
Oh, my goodness. And a willing student.
And yes, it was very interactive. Like, I would always do whatever, like, willing for pointers, anything.
Oh, my goodness. So you just, not only that, you want to be good at it. You want to learn.
Yes, I want it. And he knew that going into it. Like, we were
right,
kind of
Karen's,
like a friend.
Karen's not a little girl. She's 20. She sounds like she's 21.
Right.
I know. Adult. I sound like a little kid, but I'm not.
And that works, too. I mean, you know, let me tell you something. You have many special skills. And this guy right here, kill him.
Do you orgasm when you're doing this, Karen?
No.
Okay. All right. So the bottom line is maybe using teeth, bad idea.
I know.
Teeth are nice, Doc.
All right. I'm just
look this, now we're getting the clinical.
No, I'm just asking.
But not teeth like, you know, not don't bite him.
Those
like
no,
rake
him.
Rake him.
What's that?
No, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Never say never.
So you got anything else for Karen? All right.
No,
so it's all good. This is just this guy. He doesn't dig he takes a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, he's just,
All right, let's talk to Adam. Here's 22. Adam?
Hey, what's up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Little thing. That girl who's just on before me, she's a keeper. Absolutely. All right. My thing is this. When I'm hooking up with my girlfriend, like, while I'm having sex, I've learned how to, like, have multiple orgasms by doing the same thing, like you know when you get the
Adam,
dance and you hold it.
Adam,
yeah.
You're a grown man. And you've had multiple orgasms.
Yeah, dude, it's great. I mean, the way I can do it is the same way as if you were to like hold your pee. Like if you had to pee and you had to hold it.
That's not a multiple. I can do that. That's not a multiple.
That's just holding back.
That's just holding back. That's half.
No, but I can have one, and then I'll have another maybe you know, 5 minutes after that.
Yeah, but that's because you that's rationing is what the hell that is.
Yeah.
That's not just a multiple orgasm.
It's like a stuttering orgasm.
right.
But, I mean, it's like I can have like a full ejaculation, and then almost again, it's like it's not as much. But
Know what that's called, Adam?
What?
It's called being 22. That's what that's called.
Yeah, that's having two orgasms.
Yeah, that's what that's called. It's called two orgasms.
Yeah, well, and that's fine. That'll stop soon.
Yeah, don't worry.
It will, seriously.
Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Here's Jason, who's 25.
See, at Jason's, I already know it stopped.
That's right. What's Jason, you still there? What's that?
I'm still
here. All right, go ahead.
Oh, hey, first of all, I guess I got a different question now. Does that make me bad if the girl with the little kid voice got me hot?
No, it makes you me is what the hell it makes you. That's, you're right.
Makes you, I'm D.L. Hughley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the little girl voice thing, as you know, the little girl voice often means that they were sexually abused when they were a kid, and they sort of arrest, and their voice stays at the age at which they were abused.
Oh, I thought you, well, yeah.
But that wasn't, Karen's a little person. I bet you, hold on a second here. Karen? Oh, damn it. I can't get her back. Karen, yeah.
Hey, Doc, don't blow it for me. I don't want the clinical analysis.
No, I bet you just, all right, hold on a second. I bet she's just a small person. Karen? Karen?
Yes.
How tall are you?
5'5".
Five foot,
yep.
See?
And you weigh about 95 pounds?
No.
What?
Like
what?
125, 130.
Wow, that's nice. That's just why I like it. You built for comfort, not for speed, right?
And I did date a black guy, and he said I have a black girl's butt. He
absolutely. I knew it. I know how I knew? Know how I know? Because you got a little bass in the undertone of your voice. I love you. You're wonderful.
I love you. When you were on, because I listen to Loveline constantly, but when you were on, I had to call. I watched your show all the time. I watched the Hughleys, too. I loved that.
Boy, you know what? Can you feel the love I feel for you right now?
Yes,
can you feel
can.
It? You should.
But I'm not
you're
a
special.
Sweater. I heard you like that, and I'm not.
It doesn't matter. You have your own special gift.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You weren't sexually abused or anything when you were a kid, right?
Oh, Doc, no, come on. No.
Just got to be sure. I just make sure. All right, we weren't supporting any of her pathology. All right, Jason, so what's the question?
Yeah, you need to have her guest host sometime.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know what? I want to have listener guest hosts. I want to do that. So just stay tuned. We're going to have that. All right, what's up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was wondering, I'm just getting over strep throat, and my girl gave me oral yesterday, and I'm wondering, can it be transmitted like that? Like, she didn't kiss me or anything, but afterwards I thought, oh, damn, nah, I just gave her a week of hell on the back of her throat.
Yeah, but I noticed you waited till you were done before you thought this way, didn't
right.
you?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, what's being called strep throat may be a viral illness. And if it's a viral illness, the virus is present in a lot of body fluids, and you could transmit that. If it is strep, it's just in the throat. And as long as she doesn't kiss you, you know what I mean? You can't get it that way. It's not going to go there. Well, that's
can you get it from sitting on the toilet seat?
What? Strep throat? No way. You can't get. You really can't get anything from just a toilet seat. You really can't.
Nothing?
You really,
crabs?
I am. Yeah, how many? You ever met anybody that got that?
Well, I've met anybody that told that story.
Crabs. You're more like a crab sitting on somebody's couch. They hang out in the furniture and stuff. They do. They don't sit on toilet seats.
Absolutely. Or a bed cover at the hotel.
Right. That's the lice and stuff. The scabies. I bet you that's a common thing when you travel a lot. You never got scabies?
No. You know what it is. Well, crabs and stuff are hard for black people because of the oil in our hair and oil in our skin, so they don't really.
They don't like it.
They don't.
That's good.
They don't dig Afro Sheen.
That's nice. All right. Weekends at the DL. DL Hughley is co-host, and we're taking yet another break. Well, that about does it for Loveline. Weekends at the DL. You can see DL Hughley on Comedy Central, 11 o'clock. Check it out. He just stuck a whole fistful of pistachios in his mouth. So go ahead and talk right into this thing. I really appreciate you coming in. It was a good time.
I hope you come back, man.
Yeah. Everyone check out Weekends at the DL. We've got Danny Bonaducci coming in the next couple of nights. Later in the week, exhibit. Rob Schneider next week, looks like. It's going to be a very, very interesting week. And I promise you some listener co-hosts coming up. I think that's a great idea.
Well, get the girl.
We'll get Ann in here. And what was the other one? Deb? We'll get him.
Square.
Favorites. And the oral sex check, you're like her.
Oh, I love them all.
All right.
I love them all.
So on behalf of DL Hughley, this is Dr. Drew then saying mahalo.